The Burt Show.
So we here on The Burt Show have been with each other for what, 5 years now, right?
Well, yes, almost five for me and five for you guys for sure.
I mean, you think that, you know, I spend more time with you people for sure than I do my own family every day.
Oh, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Right? I mean, it's not even close.
Well, and not only that, like I was telling somebody the other day, you have to remember that it is the four of us in a single room together for 4 hours during the show and then another hour after the show. And so, like, in your work environment, you may be in a cube, you know, you may be in an environment where you get up and you walk around, you see, you know, you may be sitting next door to somebody. But, I mean, the four of us literally are in a room at a table staring at each other for 4 hours, 5 hours every day. Yeah. So you'd think that we would know each other very intimately.
It's not just staring at each other or answering emails or whatever. It's talking.
Yeah, there's no computer.
Constantly for 5 hours a day.
Yeah, there's computer in front of, you know, me and Jen. We're not, you know, we're just, all we have to do is stare at the boys and each other and talk. And that's what we do all day.
And even when the, you know, we're playing a song or we're still talking at each other.
Yep.
Yeah.
Looking. Sometimes there's not a lot of listening, but one of us is always talking. Always nonstop talking.
It would be interesting to see if we had like our significant others on and we asked questions about our like at least current lives. Who would get more questions right? Because, I mean, Ryan's out on the road so much. Seriously, I see my wife maybe like an hour and a half, 2 hours, and we're generally not talking about work or
and
whatever.
She knows you're a germaphobe.
Right. So it would be interesting to see, like, who would get more answers correct.
Almost like a newlywed game, but yet, yeah.
Because I swear, I think we know each other better.
Yeah, I think that y'all might do better.
So what we're going to try to do today is kind of shock each other here a little bit. We have all brought in secrets about ourselves. We have not labeled our secrets. They are in a bag right now. Nobody saw us write them or cut them up, so we have no idea how we can match the secret up to the Burt Show member.
And we're not going to.
And we're not going to either. Right. We'll just read them off one by one, talk about them, but at least we'll all sort of share in the secret, even though we don't know who it's about.
Right.
Okay.
You guys nervous about this at all?
Sort of, yeah.
What? Yeah? Did you give it up?
What?
I mean,
I'm not giving you any hints as to which one are mine.
Because I do think this will start off innocently enough, but I do think it's going to get to where we all try to investigate who it
absolutely
comes from before this is over.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you think?
It's
you
like
you
watching,
think that's the type of people we are?
It's like watching a magician. You can't enjoy the trick. You got to know how it's done.
Right.
When I was in college, this is the first secret. Again, these aren't labeled. We don't know who wrote this.
And they're typed, so you can't tell by handwriting
either.
Right. Right.
And I've got these things down so low that nobody can even see, like, the size of the piece of paper, so we can't pin it on anybody. When I was in college, I helped my roommate's ex get my roommate in trouble. The ex was cheated on, so I gave the ex keys to my roommate's car, and they hid drugs in the ashtray and trunk. They called campus security to report it, and my roommate was arrested.
Whoa.
I don't know who it comes from, but it's brilliant.
Wow. This is not a learning episode.
If I were the rest of you guys on the show, I would be scared that I'm going to do this to one of you guys in an upcoming month. That's really awesome. That's really awesome.
That is good. That is really good.
I don't know if awesome is the right word. It's kind of crappy.
Yeah.
Now are we trying, because when you guys came up with this idea,
you mean when Bert came
when
up
Bert
with
came
it?
Up.
Right. didn't want to assume, but like, is the point now, are we all supposed to try to guess who that is, or?
No.
I guess we can, or we don't have to, or we could just debate it.
The
or
point was not to.
Okay.
We don't have to. I mean, it's certainly not ethical, so. But it is very interesting.
Just let it stand on its own.
Okay.
There it is. Oh, we read more?
Yep. I know it's not a good bit if you're not in on it, but. I'm a fraud. I am not as confident and happy as I portray myself to be.
Confident and happy.
That's
Melissa.
Right. Charlie Brown over here, right.
Well, there are only two happy people on the staff, and that's me and Jen, so it's got to be one of us.
Jeff's pretty happy.
Hi, this week. That'll wear off, unfortunately.
Now that he's back in Atlanta.
Yep.
In his small little home that's not on the water.
I know. Yeah.
I got the Hamptons.
I got about four more days of happy.
I think one of my friends would be better off divorced.
Oh,
wow. I think one of my friends would be better off divorced. I don't know that you could go like around an entire office. I mean, I think everybody could probably write that. I think everybody has a couple that for sure you think.
I would say that. I can say that one is not mine, but it could have been.
Yeah. I will. Yeah. It certainly could have been mine. I once had a collection that consisted of the underwear of everybody I slept with.
That's good.
That is so good.
Anybody?
Wait, we're not supposed to fess up to who's this,
I'm like
right?
Looking at everybody in the eyes to see like if the eyes are telling anything.
We're,
you know?
We're just reading them, right?
We're just reading them.
So funny. Hmm. That has to be one. Well. Hmm. I was thinking that has to be one of the guys. That's a guy thing to do.
I don't know. That sounds like it could be a Carter thing.
To me, like, I can only imagine guys, like, running around the house with girls' underwear on their head.
I don't know. When I was 13 years old, I was at my grandmother's house around Christmas time. I found a Christmas card from my aunt and uncle to my grandmother with five $20 bills inside. I took the money. That's beautiful.
That is a good one.
I hid it with my underwear in my drawer, my collection.
Right. Back then, I was confident and happy. But now, not so much.
My best friend and I slept with the same person.
Ooh.
How do we get clarification on that?
What do you mean?
At the same time?
I don't know. That's fun to think about. My best friend and I slept with the same person. Damn, I want to know. It's driving me crazy. I am attracted to somebody I work with.
Oh, but it doesn't say specifically in this room, so that could be.
But we're all taken.
Right. True. Yeah, but it just says somebody that I work with, so it could be somebody in the office. It could be somebody.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming so.
Hmm.
That it's, yeah. I'm attracted to somebody I work with.
I'm assuming so. I think that's a pretty safe assumption.
No secret there.
It's me, and the person is Adam LaRoche.
Oh, he's talking about the face. All right, last one.
I'd go with that Diaz guy.
Matt Diaz?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, people like him.
He's the new Javi Lopez, isn't he?
Yeah.
Or the little Giles guy.
Marcus Giles?
I try not to call him that. I usually just call him Marcus.
The little Giles fellow?
He's little Giles.
Who's that little leaguer playing second base?
I think he prefers Marcus.
He's cute. But... If I were you and I wrote that, I would say Giles.
Is she complimenting people who are small in stature now, Bert, or is this just insulting?
It's just insulting.
Oh, because I was going to say she's attracted to somebody on the Braves team that's small in stature. Doesn't mean that she might not be attracted to somebody she works with.
You never know.
That's it. That's right? It. I felt it for you.
I've got a crush on that little Weiss fellow. He's just so cute, that little guy. I like him. I'd like to hand him next to me and pet him on top of his head.
My little radio guy.
I like that little guy.
My little
carry him around in my pocket, show him off.
I'd like to put him on the end of my pencil and rub his hair for good luck.
I think you can actually buy a Louis Vuitton carry-on for those.
Put me under your seat on an airplane?
With a little mesh front.
That's how Marcus travels with the Braves. They put him in a cage underneath the plane.
One of the most Giles. Embarrassing little things that I did at Turner Field this season is I always, at home, I'm always like, oh, little Marcus is up to bat. Little Marcus is up to bat. And I saw him and I was like, oh, little Marcus, to his face. Oh, man, and I just was like, sup, dude?
Can I tell you how insulting that is?
But he
He's, as a fellow little fellow.
Little bird. I don't call you little bird at home, though.
That's really, 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 really insulting. Yeah.
But it was like an affectionate term.
No, it's not affectionate.
More one of the most embarrassing kind of things I've
said. He'll never forget that. In the same way that I never forgot when somebody asked me if I was officially a midget. never forget that.
What is the answer to that?
No, I can wipe my butt. Right? Isn't that the...
Could you please save the wiping his butt part?
Wasn't that the line of definition somebody called up with?
I think that's the difference between midget and dwarf. A dwarf can't reach their own ass, I think.
Oh, God.
That's how you know. That's how you know that the difference, because they're the ones scooting along the rug.
Okay. This one's good. This is a good one to end on right here, man.
I can't wipe my own ass.
You can save that too. Yeah.
My friend had an affair, and I liked who they were having the affair with better than who they were married to.
Oh, that's
really good.
Good times right there.
It's funny how you become like almost like a interrogation expert. Like I'm looking in the eyes to see which lie. I'm seeing right through you, Jen Hobby. Hey, Ryan, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. Well, somebody has to admit at least one of these things.
No way.
Why?
Come on. Because there are certain things that you are confessing here or that have been read that aren't going to get you any kind of long-term trouble.
Which one do you want to know about most?
I think probably that first one about the hiding the drugs in the car. Because that's classic. I mean, that's classic. If nothing else, that's employee of the month.
Now, that wasn't...
That's classic because there are too many people that are out here that are thinking about how to get back at somebody, whether it's an ex or a coworker or whatever. And Bert, if you can do this to somebody on air right now, oh, my God, the fame that you would experience is unending.
If you hear this happening to Steve McCoy over the next couple of months, you'll know one of us is behind it, for sure. All right, Ryan, thanks.
All right, guys.
All right, those weren't the rules that we agreed to, so we will just keep our secrets our secret.
The Bert Show.
Friday, one of those intriguing phone calls that we forgot about and just never got to follow up on it because I think Diddy was coming in studio and we got all excited about it and just forgot about it. But if you missed this, right around 8 o'clock, we take this really weird kind of strange phone call from a Bert Show listener. Obviously, this is a preemptive strike because she knows her boyfriend is going to be calling up.
Yeah.
And she wants to get her word in before he even calls. This is some of that phone call that we took on Friday.
There's a woman on line 4. She is whispering from the bathroom of her house.
Hey, y'all.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. This is really awful. My boyfriend's going to call in a little bit. He really wants to talk to you guys. I just don't want to be on air.
Well, it's a little late for that. Hold on. Oh. You need to talk to her off there because she just said she doesn't want to be on the air.
Yeah, better, huh? I'm going to let her say it, and then I'll just repeat it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Say what you said.
Say it like she says it.
Okay, hold on. Her boyfriend's going to call in a little bit.
You're not whispering.
Her boyfriend's going to... Do you want me to do it as her?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, y'all. I just want to let you know that my boyfriend's going to call you guys in a little bit. Okay, go ahead.
Watching his face.
Okay, hold on. And he's going to want to get some advice from you guys. And I just want you all to know that we've been together since we were 14. Go ahead.
Wow.
And we're soulmates.
Okay.
Okay.
How old is she now?
And just keep that in mind that no matter what he says... What was it?
The preemptive call.
Right.
It's the first time we've ever had that.
Uh-huh. I'm completely in love with this guy, no matter what he says.
Oh, no.
How old is she? How long have they been going out?
How
old is she?
Okay. Tell me real quick, though, before you go. How old are you and how long have you been together?
And how does she know he's calling?
And how do you know he's going to be calling?
Come on.
Okay, I think he's coming. You better hang up.
Okay. How old is she?
She's 29. They've been together since they were 14. And
all right, so that was Friday on the show. And then we just kind of like forgot about it. And producer Tracy said that we're going to call him Mike.
Okay.
Emailed over the weekend, finally, about that very call.
Okay.
Hey, Mike.
Hello.
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 Hi, you're on the voice disguiser.
Hi.
Hi.
We can't recognize your voice at all, so don't worry.
And we're calling you Mike.
All right. All right, thanks.
You all right?
Well, thanks for taking me on the show.
Okay.
Thanks for taking the call.
You're mm-hmm. welcome.
Yeah, so like I said in my email, I...
None of us have read the email, by the way.
Oh, only one of you. Okay.
Yeah, producer Tracy's not...
Okay, well, I need advice because I'm in a spot that I've never been in before and I never thought I'd be in.
Okay.
I've been married for 5 years. Mm-hmm. And I'm very happily married, and I have a child that was just born. I have a child that's fairly young. Mm-hmm.
Are you trying to not give away too many specifics? Is that what's going
on?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Whatever I can spare and hold.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I think I finally see where this is all going, but go ahead.
You do?
Sure.
And my wife and I are happily married, and I've had a girlfriend now for 4 years. Almost as long as my child's been born. And it's this girl that I've known since I was 14 years old. And she's wonderful, honestly. She's wonderful, and we get along great, and I as much as I love my wife and I'm happy with my child, I love my baby boy. I cannot get rid of this girl. I cannot stop thinking about this girl, and I don't want to stop being with this girl.
Okay.
Right? And we've known each other now for 15 years. I'm 29 years old. We've known each other through high school, all through high school. Nothing ever happened in high school.
Mm-hmm.
We were never a couple in high school. We were never together. And we've only started being together now for 4 years. A little over 4 years.
And your wife does not know about this other relationship?
No. My wife does not know about this.
Okay.
And it's best. My wife does not know. And my wife has seen her in passing, but definitely she does not know. Mm. I have been fine with this happening now for as long as for 4 years. I'm fine with it. I know, all the general attacks on morality and on monogamy. I know that it's a problem. Most people would say it's a problem. But I'm in love with this woman, and she's my soulmate, my girlfriend. The issue is she's now getting engaged to another man.
Okay. Oof.
And I need to stop it with her. We need to stop.
All right.
Wow.
Sometimes I get the facts all screwy. So, you have been married for how long now?
I've been married
5 years.
5 years. I've been married for over 5 years.
And we need to assign names here also. All right.
So,
you're Mike. Girlfriend's name is, what do we want to call
her? Anne.
Well,
because we'll call her wife, Carol.
All right.
And we'll call her girlfriend. I was going to call her Alice, but I'll call her Anne.
You're so stuck in the 80s. All right. So we've got Carol is...
Mike and Carol is a married couple.
You're so predictable.
And their little child is great.
All right. And then Anne is the girlfriend. All right. So you and Anne have known each other since you were 15. You really believe that you are soulmates.
Absolutely. We're absolutely soulmates.
Well, if you were soulmates, then why didn't y'all just be together?
We were going through high school together, That's part of the reason why we realized we're soulmates. We went through... all the high school years and all that drama and whatever. As friends, and now...
Don't you think some of the allure of an affair, and Mike, I don't mean yours just in general, but I mean affairs. I just mean generically affairs. Don't you think that there is something that makes them more attractive or makes you believe that it's your soulmate because you're not committed to them and it's this lustful... you shouldn't be doing it. Like, there's some excitement and some drama surrounding this relationship where if you were really with this woman that you've known since you were 14, what are we calling her again? Anne?
Yes.
If you were really with Anne, then you would get to see Anne on her bad days when she didn't have any makeup on, when she's got the flu, when you guys are, you know, bumming around the house in your PJs on a Saturday morning or whatever. But right now, you don't ever see her that way because y'all aren't together. You only see her when she's all gotten, you know, dressed up for you and her hair looks good and she's looking great. And it's your little, you know, lustful, you know, trysts with each other. But if you really got to know her or whatever, maybe it would be just as normal and as regular as it is with your wife.
If it was somebody I never grew up with, you might be right. I think a lot of people, a lot of guys handle it like that. But I've known this girl since she was 14, like I said, and I've seen her go through a lot of stuff. I've seen her when she's ugly and when first thing in the morning. I've seen, you know, a lot of, I've seen her be pretty unattractive. And I've seen, I mean, I've seen my, I've known my wife now for almost 5 years, and there's a huge difference in just the way and how much of this woman and how much of her I love.
Are you unhappy with your wife?
No, that's the thing. I'm not unhappy with my wife.
Then it's too late.
This is too damn late. This is what I need advice from. Is that Anna's going to get engaged to another guy, and I can't. I can't let that happen.
Okay,
and
you can't let... Okay,
she wants to keep going with her relationship.
You just want your cake and you want to eat it too.
Yeah, what,
you're married.
Well,
you got kids.
I'm confused. What are you trying to stop? Anne's engagement or you and Anne's affair?
Well...
Which part are you trying to put to an end?
I'm trying to end Anne's engagement, but that's not going to happen. So I have to end my Anne's affair.
You can't handle her being with another man.
I can't handle her being with another man.
So you would rather...
I know... I've had to share her. She's had to share me now, almost 5 years. Why shouldn't I have to share her?
You're just, I don't know why today.
This is one of those scenarios that makes me feel like my life is so boring.
It's totally selfish.
For whatever, I'm so pissed today. I don't know why. I mean, we take calls like this all the time, but for whatever reason today, I'm pissed about this.
Okay.
Like, dude, you got to do something. First of all, you've been deceiving to your wife all these years. What an insult that you're married to a woman and you think somebody else is your soulmate. If she was your soulmate, you would have been with her this whole time.
Listen, I know. Everybody gives me this type of advice. I'm just calling to see if you guys have any advice about what I should do with Anne.
You should end it. I know
I'm wrong here. I don't need somebody else to tell me I'm wrong, all right? I know I'm wrong. I know, but as it stands right now, I'm pretty deep into this, and...
Well, Mike, it's all
right. As much as I love my wife, this woman is my soulmate.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, Mike. First of all, my advice to you is, one, it's already dysfunctional as it is, and you need to just end the affair with Anne. Because the thing is, you're going to have to let go of the idea of soulmate at the moment, because it's totally selfish at the fact that the only thing that's causing you to take action is the fact that Anne now is going to be with another man.
Right. Like, she has been your soulmate for the last whatever amount of years, but all of a sudden you realize it now because she's getting engaged to another guy. Hold on a second, okay?
Okay.
It's pissing me off today. I don't know why. Will you turn the voice disguiser off, please? I have no tolerance for it today.
Well,
I don't know
it's
why.
The thing that just is so offensive is like you said, I mean, he's in a position where he had two women who love him, and now that one of them is straying off to someone else, now he's all mad. And that's what usually makes me angry about affairs, is that if you're having the affair, then everything's fine. But if somebody has an affair on you,
all of a sudden you're jealous.
Then all of a sudden you're mad.
Right. How about me? And he's got kids. I think that's pissing me off too.
Right. Well, it's like I'm coming to you with this dysfunctional relationship, but I don't want you to judge the dysfunction. I don't want you to give me any advice on the dysfunctional part. I know about that. But let's move beyond that. It's like...
You can't
separate the
right.
two, right? Yeah.
And I know that there are going to be some, and I understand this argument just to present it, even though my heart's not behind it. Like, if you really know that you have married somebody that is not your soulmate, and you're miserable in that relationship, I mean, I understand you only live this life 70 years. So do what you can. Do what you can. That I understand. But this isn't about that.
But I also think even with that advice, you do what you can, but you do it one at a time. Like, if you're in a relationship that you know is not the right one for you, then end it, then move on. But to sit there and have all kinds of relationships going on at one time without them knowing about each other, I just think is so deceitful and selfish, and it's never going to work out.
He didn't even say he was unhappy with his wife, right?
No, he said he's happily married. Everything in his marriage is great. His wife has no idea about this affair. Everything's great. But he's so in love with this other woman, he's all torn up about the fact that she's going to marry somebody else, even though he's already married with a family.
You know what's going to end up happening is dude is going to end up screwing up his marriage and only seeing his kids half of the days in the month, and he's going to go with
Ann.
B.
Davis.
And be miserable and lose it all.
Right.
And totally lose it all. Hey, Kay, good morning.
Hey, Bert. I'm with you. Oh, I am shaken. I am so mad. This guy needs to leave his poor wife, let her get on, and find her somebody who is decent, and then him and Ann can, or whatever, can be miserable together. Oh, this is, I am so mad.
Yeah, we've heard so many stories like this the last 5 years. I'm not real sure why today. It's really bothering me. It just is.
It's one of those things like, what, it's a straw that broke the camel's back? Like,
I'm beat.
Well, working on this show makes me feel like monogamy is dead.
Yeah, I guess you could feel that way, you know?
I mean, it really does start to kind of.
I swear, I have never screwed around on my wife. Never, never, never. 12 years I've been with her, never screwed around on her. Never.
Well, it's like I said.
I swear. On my child.
Well, I just think it's laziness. I think that, yes, yeah. Of course, it's human nature that you, after a while, you may see somebody else that you think is attractive. You may be a little, you know, get a little tinge of excitement when you see somebody, whatever, whatever. But you're an adult and you're in a committed relationship. You just don't do anything about it. Period. That's it. Done. You move. You stay with the person you're with.
Just doesn't I think affairs
are lazy. Absolutely.
I just don't think people make the right decisions along the way. They put themselves in positions where, I don't know.
You're right. I think you're right. They're lazy. Mm-hmm. They are absolutely lazy.
You don't want to make the right decision. Rock the boat. You don't want to have a confrontation with anybody. So you're going to deceive everybody and make everybody think their life is great, and then you've ruined it for them, and they don't even know it yet.
And I understand some relationships deteriorate. That happens.
Mm-hmm.
That just happens.
Well, then get out.
But do things in the proper order.
Right. Mm-hmm. Then get out and then move on.
Hey, Ann. Good morning. You're on
Q100. What happened to honesty in a relationship? He should have been honest with his wife up front at the start. And he is so selfish, having a child and only thinking about himself.
I'm curious about how old the child is. I don't think we asked him how old little Greg is.
He said 4.
The child is 4?
Yeah, just about 4.
Because there's a correlation to when he started the affair with Ann and when his child was born. So if he started the affair while his wife was pregnant, that adds a whole new layer.
Well, and I think it was actually, he said that I've been seeing this other woman, you know, who we're calling Ann, as long as my child's been born. So probably what happened is that his wife had to pay attention to a baby and not him. Mm-hmm. So he went elsewhere to find attention.
Alika, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know what? When I hear these calls, I'm usually quite content to just let y'all talk to them and iron out the foolishness, but I need you to hang up on this selfish bastard. I need for him to never say again that he is happy with his wife and he loves her, because that's BS. And I'm trying my best not to use the four-letter words over here today. But this little bastard.
That's not four letters. You're okay.
That he has been in love with his wife for the entire time, and oh my God, she's so wonderful. She is probably all of that in a bag of chips, and he don't know what he has.
Mm-hmm.
And when he tries to go to old girl, who's, oh my God, she's breaking my heart because she's messing with somebody else. How, first of all, is she able to have another relationship carrying on with you for 4.5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she don't even love the person she's supposed to be saying I do too. So both of y'all ignorant behind me are in the same boat.
Both of y'all ignorant. That's right.
I love it. Thank you for calling.
So true.
Can you turn the voice disguiser back on?
Sure.
Like, I don't know what separates this guy from other people that we've helped out, though, that aren't real sympathetic.
He called on a Monday.
I think that's it.
Traffic's bad.
Mike, I'm going to have a tough time mustering up empathy from our listenership from you to get you some advice. So why don't you make the pitch again?
I don't think anybody gets it.
Okay.
You know? I don't think anybody gets it. Okay. I understand. I really screwed up on this one. But what happens when you meet a woman and you're in love with her, and then you meet your soulmate? You know what? After that,
you have to make a choice, Mike. You have to make a choice.
Yeah, you can't keep living like this double life thing you're going on.
I have to make a choice now that Ann and I have to stop.
Okay.
But I'm asking now if you can imagine this. What? I mean, does that make any sense to you?
To choose your wife?
No, it's for me to. For me to stop going with Ann now that she's getting engaged.
See, the timing on this is the issue, because
to keep going is the thing. So it's me that ends it.
She wants to keep going even though she's getting engaged to another guy.
Right.
You have to make a choice, Mike. You can't do both. I'm curious, when did your affair with Ann start? Before your child was born or after? or during?
It was just before. Like, just before. When my wife was still pregnant.
Because you weren't the center of attention anymore. Right.
How do you start an affair on a woman that is pregnant with your baby?
Because he wasn't the center of attention anymore.
No, that's not it. That's not it. Because I had known Ann for over 10 years at that point, and we knew what we were getting into. It was inevitable. It would happen at any point.
Okay, Mike, let me ask you a question. All right.
And if it had happened before, I wouldn't have had a baby with my wife.
All right, Mike, listen.
But my baby is...
Okay, no.
Wait, don't say your baby's the most important. Please don't say it.
Mike, which woman do you think you could treat better? Which woman, let's say you're spending the rest of your life either with Carol or Ann, which woman would you treat better?
I treat both of them very well.
That's not what I asked.
So
I said in the future, if you made a choice, which woman would you treat better?
Well, I have to say Ann, but...
Then leave your wife and go with Ann.
Do you think if you end the affair with Ann, you'll ever stop thinking about her?
No.
If you end the marriage and end up with Anne, do you think you'll ever stop wondering what your life was going to be like without your wife?
I will wonder that.
Yeah. Dude, you got to step up and make a choice. I mean, I'm sorry.
I'm not comfortable doing that either.
Well, I mean, neither.
Especially now that I have.
Well, the thing
a 4-year-old boy with my wife.
Well, the thing that is irritating to me, Mike, is the fact that you don't want to make a choice. And like I said, the only thing that's making you angry is that Anne's going to do the same thing you did, is be with another man, and you're with another woman. So, you know, I think your motivation is wrong because I think it shows the selfishness. And like you said, no choice is going to be comfortable because you got yourself in this situation. Okay, so there's no easy choice, but you're going to have to make one.
Yeah. You can't continue to do with this because I don't see how you can live with yourself on a day-to-day basis, honestly. I don't know how you can wake up and feel good about yourself, not even a little bit.
And live with myself on a day-to-day basis while I'm having an affair?
Yeah. I mean, you're deceiving everybody.
It's just names to you, you know? It's just a bunch of names to you. You don't know these people, and you've obviously never been in a situation like this.
No, I have never been in a situation like this. You're right. I don't put myself in situations like this.
And I think Bert's made better choices than you have.
I didn't place myself. I don't like this. I didn't put myself in this situation.
Yes, you did.
It's something that happened to me.
No.
You just don't... Yeah, you didn't fall into it. It wasn't an accident.
That's not true, Mike.
You made 100 decisions to get where you are right now, dude. 100 decisions. 100 bad decisions.
It didn't just happen to you.
I don't like you.
I mean, Mike,
I don't know
we're
why
giving,
you just caught me on the
Mike,
wrong day, bro.
We're giving you advice. I don't know what else you want from us. I mean, what you did is wrong, and you have to make a choice, period. Now it's up to you on what choice to make.
I understand what it is wrong. I think the advice you're giving me would have been applicable about 4 years ago, you know? And I'm asking for advice for right now.
Make a choice.
Do you want us to say just keep going with both of them? Is that what you want to hear?
No.
You want advice on how Ann can break up her engagement. That's what you want advice on. You want us to tell you how to break off that engagement so you can keep going on with your life.
Ashley has a great question. I don't want to put both you guys on the voice disguiser together. Here's what she says. If you stop the engagement, will you leave your wife?
If I stop the engagement, will I leave my wife?
Yes.
No.
Then your decision's made.
It's done.
End it.
I don't want to waste any more time on this. I'm going. Bye.
Well, it's one of those things, too, where somebody can't ask for advice unless they're willing to take it. You know? Like, you have friends who... You know, he's definitely one that wants to hear only what he wants to hear. We haven't given it to him yet, obviously. He wants to hear for Ann to break off the engagement, and we didn't give the other guy a name with Sam. And
is he a butcher?
Yeah, he's a butcher. He's a butcher down the street, and Ann somehow lives in the guest room of Mike and Carol's house. But anyway, you know, and he wants to continue going on with the only thing that's bothering him in 4 years of the affair is the fact that now Ann's going to sleep with another guy.
Right.
That's it.
He even said it. I'm not leaving my wife. If he breaks off the engagement, I'm not leaving my wife. The decision is done.
He still wants to sleep with two women. He just doesn't want her to sleep with two men.
I can't do this today.
The Bert Show.
What's up, Hoss?
What's going on, man?
How you doing, dude?
I'm doing good.
I'm a little concerned about you. I'm not going to lie.
Why?
I am really just a little bit concerned because I've been that guy before that, in my case, it was going across the country, but in your case, it's, you know, a couple of hundred miles, and was kind of like the fish out of water. And here you are in Atlanta. I mean, you're getting lost at every single turn. I mean, to me, it's like a guy so intimidated that he doesn't leave his hotel room for 2 weeks. I mean, I could call the guy any time of day, afternoon or night, and there he was playing Madden all day. Just wouldn't leave the hotel room. I'm a little concerned.
Yeah, yeah. I'm still getting lost, but I got some sleep last night, and today I got some stuff to do, but then I'm going to go around and hopefully hit up a bar, so... I don't care if I have to sit there by myself. I need to go out and get drunk. I'm just, all the stress is gone now. I need a drink.
You've moved. You're here because moving just sucks.
God.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
There is nothing about moving that is fun. Mm-mm. Nothing at all. So it's like you've just been in this like mode of getting everything here, but you're finally here. Mom helped you move in, and Mom went back home yesterday.
Mom's gone. Yesterday afternoon, I finally got everything done. It was just like a weight had been lifted off my shoulders. I just feel awesome now. I'm ready to go.
So if by some chance you find yourself at Happy Hour and there's one lonely guy at the end of the bar
<That's me.
laughs> with an 86 hat on, just desperately trying to get your attention to talk to anybody.
That is me.
It's probably awesome.
Or he's asking you for directions, then you know that's awesome.
Give us kind of... the examples of what you would be looking for in a bar, and then we'll give you some suggestions of where we think that you might be able to go today or tonight.
I love a good good pub. Like this hat that I got on, this 86 hat is an old speakeasy up in New York that not a lot of people know about. So I like those hole in the wall type of places.
So a place where you can wear like
hole in the wall.
Yeah,
yeah.
You could do like a Fox and Hound.
Yeah,
or...
I know Fox and Hound. More like your sports bar, just type hole in the wall type of
like
place.
Frankie's is right down the road from his house.
Mm-hmm.
Like that'd be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Like almost condemned type of places.
And by the way,
is it Mike and Angelo's down in Buckhead?
Yeah, closed years ago.
No, it's still open. Just went by it the other day.
Are you sure?
Uh huh.
Which one am I thinking of? What's the one right next to it? Is that where he went and played darts?
They had, as soon as you walk in, there's a big
dart room?
Pool table. There's to the right.
Okay, what was the bar then to the left of that? That's really cool.
And
that,
it had the outside area.
That one's gone, right?
Right. Is that Rosencrown?
I think so.
I don't know.
So, Haas, like near where you live in Sandy Springs, if mm-hmm. you go one direction up Roswell, there's North River Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
If you go south on Roswell, there's the Frankies that he's talking about. But still, both of those are probably not hole-in-the-wall pubs, but still they're sports bars with the deck.
The Brown Derby.
You know.
What about Tin Lizzie's?
Tin Lizzie's. That place is awesome. I was there Friday night.
What do you think?
The patio out there, it's great.
Because that's mm-hmm. more Buckhead, probably a little bit younger than whatever's on Roswell Road, right?
Hotties out there too, dude.
Sweet.
Nice.
All right.
Great suggestion. Haas has put up a MySpace page, and it looks great. It looks really good.
Thank you.
Here's what we are hoping for, that you guys will hear how pathetic Haas truly is. You will go to his MySpace page. You will start to interact with him, and then we're hoping one of you guys already has, like, maybe plans to go out with a bunch of friends. Maybe it's just you. Maybe you just go to the website, mm-hmm. and you take a look at Haas, who's a pretty decent-looking guy. In fact, I already know that there's one woman in the office that is on your jock.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
I ain't saying.
Sweet.
I know of a couple, actually, already.
Do you really?
Uh-huh.
I know one for sure.
Okay, stop talking about me in front of my face, guys.
So I'm assuming he's not.
Is a come cutie over here, pie. I mean, he is a cutie. He's got, you have blue eyes, right?
Yeah, blue, green.
Yeah,
green.
He has really pretty eyes.
So. He's not going to have any problem getting dates.
I'm assuming
here in town.
Blushing a little bit. You talk about sports, you know, maybe if somebody's going out with friends tonight to a pub, or if you're going to one, watch baseball games tonight or something too. I mean, if you're with your boys and, you know, some women are going to be there and y'all hang out, because there's plenty. The one great thing about, again, being in the South is that at these sports bars, there's going to be plenty of women mm-hmm. as well as guys. So.
What are you guys?
I need to be your friend.
I know.
He's only got two friends. Even Tom blew him off. Just Fallon
Tom doesn't like me.
That is lonely.
I'll be your friend. You'll have three by the end of the show.
Let me read from the book of Haas's blurbs.
I was going to have Haas read it.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Why don't you go over there and read off of his computer?
So people can get to know the Bill Clinton voice that is Haas.
That is right.
I'm getting suggestions for Peachtree Tavern, Moondogs, Rusty Nail, and American Pie Rusty for him. Nail.
But yeah. Haas is actually of age to drink. Are you allowed to go to Moondogs if you're 21? Right.
You may feel like the old guy
old.
There.
Yes.
All right, go ahead and read from your MySpace page.
All right. Hello, Atlanta. After spending the past 24 years of my life in Charlotte, North Carolina, I got the opportunity to move down to the ATL, and now is the time that I need to start embracing this city and all of the Burt Show listeners. Now, here's a little info about me. I'm 24, 6 feet tall, 210 pounds, with brown spiky hair and green eyes. I'm your typical 24-year-old guy because I love sports, drinking, and hanging out with my boys. My usual night out consists of going out to dinner, then back to my place for some pre-partying, and then out to the bars. If you're still wondering what I'm all about, then below is a little list of things that I love and slash hate. Love UNC Tar Heel basketball, the Braves, the Carolina Panthers, Notre Dame football, girls, Captain and Cokes, Miller Lite, ESPN, Wendy's, Madden 2007, grilling, Bulldogs and Boxers, so on and so forth. I hate Duke University, the Falcons, complainers, snakes, traffic, and mean people at the drive-thru at 2 a.m. when you're drunk.
Well, you have come to the right place.
Sweet.
If you hate traffic.
Yes.
Perfect place for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that last part, mean people at the drive-thru at 2 a.m. when you're drunk?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And I especially think that the hatred of traffic is beneficial to someone who gets lost every time they go
exactly
farther
exactly.
than the acre down the road from their house.
And if he gets lost in Falcons traffic, he's going to be really mad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who you'd like to meet?
I've been privy enough to meet and hang out with the people that I should have never had access to. Now, I'm not going to go into the usual God, Brad Pitt, or Angelina Jolie, blah, blah, blah. But if I could meet anyone, I would probably say some type of mob boss. I think he would have some fun stories. I would. I think
cool.
that would be cool.
You can go to Haas's MySpace page. It's myspace.com, Haas Burt Show. All right.
Haas Burt Show or Burt Show Haas?
Haas Burt Show.
Okay.
Any other questions we should ask him before we set him into the wild?
He needs friends. It's really, lonely in his top eight. Like, he needs some help.
Yeah, he definitely needs some friends on there. But what about music preferences? What do you like to listen to or go out and see?
I have that on there, too. Right now, I like some Michael Bublé, Gym Class Heroes, but like I'm into all types, like Fall Out Boy, Montgomery Gentry, Chris Brown, Maroon 5.
Well, we play all the hits. We play that Montgomery Gentry stuff.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, I like pretty much everything. I'm really big into the Gym Class Heroes right
There's
now.
There's a fella named Rhubarb. He'll get you your
money. Here's what we're asking you guys to do is go to myspace.com/BurtShowHaas. And is it Burt Show Haas?
Haas Burt Show.
Haas Burt Show. I'm going to confuse that. Haas Burt Show, and go ahead, check them out, and then what we're hoping is one of you guys kind of take them under your wing tonight and say, look, I'm already going out. Why don't you guys go hang with us? Do that for a couple of days.
By you guys, you just mean him, because it's just going to be him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if there's, it could be just a girl listening and saying, well, you know what, I'll show him around a little bit.
I'm all for it. Let's do it.
Do that for a couple of days, and then we'll start picking for you.
Sweet.
Which is going to be way more fun for us.
Yeah.
Brian, what's going on? You're on Q100.
Not much, man. We got a bunch of boys going out tonight at the Winston's. We always go out every Wednesday after softball. And then on the weekends, we always just chill, go out, have a good time. Just seen two in a row with us.
Sure, absolutely. Doesn't matter to me. I'm ready to go. I just want to drink. I do not care where. I'm just ready to drink.
The bar is set low.
Mm-hmm.
Colleen, good morning. You are on Q100 in the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, when I can't get the Burt Show, I listen to Ace and TJ because I live in North Georgia. And this is not the Haas I know. And ladies, watch out, because once he gets his feet on the ground, he is the ladies' man.
Are you the ladies' man? What's your type? Do you have a type of girl?
No.
Two legs, two arms.
Female.
Boobs.
Yeah, everything. It doesn't matter to me. I'm not too particular. But
would
yeah, that's
date,
what.
Would you date women younger than you or older than you or both?
Absolutely. Younger and older.
Yeah. Who wouldn't you go out with? Just curious.
Nobody.
Pretty
love much open
you
to all.
Already, they love you.
Colleen, what is it that we need to know about Haas that you already know, besides him being kind of a lady killer?
He is the party animal, and they always used to tease him about his drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much about it. They would always just pick on him all the time about all the ladies and drinking and living with, I can't think of their producer's name. I can't think of his name right now, top of my head.
Ryan?
Yeah.
That's it.
All right, so really what we know now is that you dig drinking, you like going to hole in walls, probably the club scene's probably not for him. What? What are you laughing about?
What?
What are you laughing about?
Nothing.
Is greenness?
What, Jim?
What?
No, I'm not laughing about anything. I'm not. Okay. I'm really not.
Other things that you need to know about Haas are up online right now. MySpace.com/HaasBurtShow. Go be his friend.
Please.
Please be his friend. It is really pretty pathetic when you start your page and there's only two people on it. It's pretty pathetic, dude.
And Jen Fallon says she's going to take me out tonight, so.
Hell no.
She can go with you. We've already agreed.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you know, yeah. Plus, she's not giving up until she's married, so.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. I'm out. I'm playing.
Have we linked up from all the hits Q100.com to it also?
I know, but we can easily.
All right, we'll link up from all the hits Q100.com. And if you can't remember that, MySpace.com, Haas Burt Show, his picture bio, the whole thing up there. Take a Haas out tonight. We'll expect stories tomorrow, dude.
Good.
Hey,
The Burt Show.